chosen for my text this evening, the last six verses of the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning with verse 42, and I'll ask Brother Terk to read this scripture for us.
Aga nemad jäid alati apostlite õpetusse ja osadusse ja leiva murdmisse ja palvetesse. Aga igale hingele tuli kartus ja palju imesid ja tunnustähti sündis apostlite läbi. Aga kõik need, kes uskusid, olid ühes koos. Ja kõik, mis neil oli, oli neil ühine. Omandi ja vara nad müüsid ära, ja jagasid, mis saadi igal ühele seda mööda, kuidas keegi vajas. Ja nad viibisid iga päev ühe meelel pühakojas ja murdsid leiba kodasid mööda ja võtsid toidust ilmsemise ja siia südamega, kiites Jumalat ja leides armastust kõige rahva juures. Aga Issand lisas iga päev nende ühendusele juurde neid, kes päästeti. Aamen.
I appreciate very much the privilege of being able to worship with you here this evening.
Ma hindan väga kõrgelt seda eesaimust teiega koos täna Jumalat kummardada.
And I appreciate the warm welcome extended by your superintendent, Brother Virzu.
Ja ma hindan seda sooja tere tulemast, mida teie vanempresbüütervend Võsu on ja annud.
In fact, the last few days have been a wonderful spiritual feast for me.
Tõeliselt on viimased päevad olnud minu elus suurepärased vaimulikud peopäevad.
In fact, it has been a kind of a new experience.
Tõeliselt oli see uus elamus.
Not only because of visiting new regions of the world, a new nation, new countries.
Mitte ainult sellepärast, et külastasin uusi regioone või uusi maid ja uusi rahvaid.
But also visiting new churches.
Vaid ka külastades uusi kirikuid.
I usually preach in Seventh-day Adventist churches.
Arilikult mina jutlustan 7. päeva Adventistide kirikutes.
Sometimes we attend ecumenical meetings where many churches meet together.
Ja mõnikord meil on oikumeelised kogunemised, kus paljud kogudused ühes koos.
This has been a very special privilege in which I have been doubly blessed.
Aga see on olnud väga erakordne eesaigus, mida ma olen kahekordse õnnistuse saanud.
Meeting with my Adventist brethren in church after church and meeting in the same city with my Baptist brethren.
Ja olen kohanud oma adventistliku koguduse vendi kogudus järele ja ka baptisti vendi.
And as we travel around in cars or on planes,
ja kui me sõidame ringi autoga või lennukiga,
Brother Miskevich and I have had many interesting discussions.
Ja venna Miskevich ja minul on mõnda huvitavat mõttevahetust olnud.
And we've come to one very clear conclusion.
Me oleme tulnud ühele väga selgele tulemusele.
And the first one is that every Adventist must be a Baptist.
Ja esimene asi, et iga Adventist peab olema ka Baptist.
Because we must accept believers' baptism.
Sest me peame omaks võtma usklikude ristimise.
And the second conclusion is that every Baptist must be an Adventist.
Ja teine järeldus on, iga Baptist peab olema ka Adventist.
Because every Baptist must believe in the second coming of Christ.
Sest iga Baptist peab uskuma ka Kristuse taas tulekus.
These are fundamental beliefs of the Christian church throughout the ages.
Need on fundamentaalsed tõetspidamised kogudustes aegade jooksul.
And this weekend will be a very special spiritual feast for many people here in Tallinn.
Ja nii jätkub meie vaimulik peopäev in Tallinnas.
As we meet tonight in the Baptist church, tomorrow morning in the Adventist church, and on Sunday again in the Baptist church.
Sest täna õhtul meie kohtame 11 baptisti koguduses, omme advent koguduses, üle omme pühapommikul jälle baptistide juures.
I want to take this opportunity of bringing you the greetings of some 3 million Seventh-day Adventists around the world.
Ma kasutan võimalust, et teile edasi anda tervitusi umbes 3 miljoni advent koguduse liikme poolt maailmas.
And I will not bring you the greetings of the British Union of Baptists because you had a representative here just a few days ago.
Ma ei too teile mitte Briti Baptisti liidult tervis, sest alust mõni päev tagasi oli nende esindaja teie hulgas.
But I would like to take this opportunity of bringing you the greetings of the Baptist pastor of the church in St. Albans, the town where I live, Pastor Turner.
Ja ka ma siiski kasutan võimalust, et tuua pastor St. Albani linna koguduse vanemad.
St. Albans is a city about some 35-40 kilometers straight north of London where I live.
St. Albani linn asub umbes 40 kilometrit otsejoones Londonist põhja poole.
And he will be delighted to hear that I have given his greetings to the church here in Tallinn, and I'm sure he will be happy to receive also your greetings.
Ja ta on kindlasti väga õnnelik, kui ta teab, et ma olen tema tervised andnud teile edasi, ja kindlasti õnnelik ka, kui ta saab teie tervitused.
Now, during the few minutes that still remain this evening, we want to seek to come closer to God together.
Nüüd nende ülejäänud minutite kestel tänä õhtul me tahaksime tulla Jumalale lähemale.
And closer to that name, which is above every name.
Ja lähemale tulla sellele nimele, mis on üle iga nime.
Which stands before you on this pulpit in letters of light.
Mis seisab siin teie kõnetoolis valguse tähtedega.
And in order to do this, I would like to think together with you a few thoughts that come from the verses that have been read to us.
Ja selleks, et seda saavutada, meie üheskoos mõtleme nüüd salmidele, mida meie kuulsime.
Because there you have in a nutshell the characteristics of the Christian Church.
Sest siin on teil pähklekoores antud kõik need olulised iseloomustused kristliku koguduse.
We have approximately a dozen characteristics. I will not take the time to mention them all this evening.
Siin on peaaegu terve tosi kogudus iseloomustavaid omadusi, aga ma ei võtta mitte täna õhtul aega kõigine esitamise.
Meditate over these verses, you will find great truths there for the Christian Church.
Kui teie mõtlete üle nendele salmidele, siis teie leiate suuri tõdesid Eesti koguduse kohta.
The first characteristic that I would like to underline
esimene iseloomustav omadus, mida ma alla kriipsutan,
is that the model church at Jerusalem was a learning church.
On, et Jerusalema mudelkogudus oli õppiv kogudus.
We're told in verse 42 that they met constantly to hear the apostles teach.
Meie loeme 42. Salmis, et nad oli pidevalt koos õppides apostlite õpetust.
They were learning.
Nemad õppisid.
Now they could have said, we sat at the feet of Jesus. Some of them heard Jesus preach.
Nad oleksid võinud öelda, et meie ise oleme Jeesust kuulnud ja oleme istunud Jeesus jalgades.
Why should we listen to the apostles?
Miks peaksime nüüd apostleid kuulema?
But no, they knew that doctrine is something that develops.
Aga nad teadsid, et õpetus, see on midagi niisugune, mis areneb.
Truth is something that must become a part of our experience.
Tõde, see on midagi niisugust, mis peab meie elamiseks muutma.
And it must grip our lives and grow and develop with us.
Ja see peab haarama meie elu ja kasvama ühes meiega.
We must study and we must think and we must learn.
Me peame uurima ja me peame mõtlema ja me peame õppima.
Truth is wonderful.
Tõde on ime.
It is exciting.
See on erutav.
It is something that is like a continuous adventure. It grows with us.
See on nagu mingisugune aina uus seiklus, mis kasvab edasi.
Sometimes we hear somebody say, well, I found the truth 5-10 years ago.
Mõni tuleb ütleda, et ma olen juba tõde leidnud 10 aastaist.
But that's not enough.
Aga see ei ole küllal.
You cannot find the truth once and for all.
Meie ei saa tõde leida üks kord kõige aegade jaoks.
Because truth is not static.
Sest tõde ei ole mitte staatiline.
Truth is something that grows with you and develops.
Tõde on midagi niisugust, mis kasvab koos meiega ja areneb.
It involves participation and learning.
See tähendab osavõtmist ja õppimist.
And this Paul understood so clearly.
Ja Paulus mõistis seda nii selgesti.
And as he wrote to the church at Ephesus in chapter 3, verse 18.
Ja Ephesuse 3:18 kirjutab.
When he speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Kui ta räägib Kristuse uurimatutest rikkustest.
One translation says the unfathomable riches of Christ.
Ühe tõlke järgi, et mõõtmatutest.
In other words, you can go down and down and down and you never reach the bottom.
See tähendab, et sa võid minna sügavamal ja sügavamal ja sügavamal ja iia leisa põhja kätte.
Always finding new truths and new learning.
Alati leiad uusi tõdesid ja uut õppimist.
Exactly 1 month ago today.
Täna täpselt üks kuu tagasi.
I was in Rome.
Ma olin Roomas.
And one of the things that I saw while I was there, I didn't have much time for sightseeing, but I did see the Mamertine prison, where Paul was imprisoned.
aga ja mul ei olnud mitte palju aega linnavalkuseks, aga ma ühte asja nägin, ma nägin Mamertime vanglat, kus Paulus oli vanglas.
And Paul was approaching the end of his life.
Ja Paulus lähenis oma elu lõpule.
And you know what he was still doing?
Ja teate, mis ta veel tegi?
He was still learning.
Ta õppis ikka veel.
He writes to Timothy.
Ta kirjutab Timoteusele.
And he says, you know, it's kind of cold here, no central heating.
Ja ta ei öelnud mitte, et see on kaunis jahe siin, siin ei ole keskkütted sees.
Bring my coats.
Ta ütleb, et too mu kuu.
And then bring my books.
Ja too mu raamatud.
And bring my parchments, my notebooks, I'm still studying.
Ja too eriti minu pergament raamatud ja minu märkmikud.
I'm still writing.
Mina ikka kirjutan veel.
Paul could have said, well, you know, I've written more than half the New Testament.
Paulus oleks võinud öelda, ma olen juba kirjutanud üle poole Uue Testamendi.
Why should I be studying?
Mis pead mina nüüd veel õppida?
Others need to study what I write.
Teised peavad uurima seda, mida mina olen kirjutanud.
No, he was still growing. He was
aga
still
ei,
learning.
Tema ikka veel kasvas.
God has placed upon our shoulders a blazing sun with which we can explore the universe.
Jumal on pannud meie õlgedele selle särava päikese, millega me võime kogu universumi valgustada.
Christ discerned in every human being infinite possibilities.
Kristus avab inimese kaudu igasugused võimalused.
And thus let us use these possibilities of growth and learning.
Ja kasutame neid kasvamise ja arenemise võimalusi.
Now a second characteristic that I want to mention is that they continued steadfastly in fellowship.
Nemad jäid järjekindlalt osadusesse.
Now that's a very good word, fellowship.
Osadus, see on üks väga hea sõna.
I know a few languages, I don't know Estonian, but...
Ma tunnen mõnda keelt, jah, aga ma ei tunne eesti keelt.
I don't know if you have a good word for fellowship. Most languages that I know, other languages, the words are not as good as fellowship.
Ja ma ei tea, kas teil on hea sõna selle kohta või ei ole, aga mitmed keeled, kus mida ma tunnen, seal ei ole väga hea sõna.
They share the common life.
See tähendab, et nemad jagavad üksteisega ühtset elu.
There was a quality of togetherness.
Siin oli ühes koos olemise kvaliteet.
You know, the church in the world today is subject to many divisive forces.
Te teate, et kogudus tänapäeva maailmas on paljude erinevate jõudude käes.
There are many ideologies, there are many different forces at work in the world trying to capture human beings.
Mitmesugused ideoloogiad, mitmesugused jõud on maailmas, mis püüavad inimese tähendada.
Some are good, some are less good.
Mõned on head, teised on vähem head.
There is racism in the world. There's class, there's tribe, class, sex divisions.
Ja, sex, mõtted.
There's generation tension.
Seal on üks põlgkond teisi järele.
But the Church of God is to be a fellowship.
Aga Jumala kogudus peab olema osadus.
Now a symbol of togetherness, I believe, is mountain climbing.
Meie osaduse sümboliks on mäkkeronimine.
And I would like to present to you this evening just one illustration.
Ma tahaksin ühe ainsa illustratsiooni teile anda.
Because I think it's a very beautiful one.
Aga ma arvan, et see on väga ilus.
I wish I could take the time to tell you the whole story, but I cannot.
Ma soovin, et mul oleks aega kogu selle loo rääkida.
The most famous mountain climbing achievement took place on May
29, 1953. Kõige kuulsam mäkkeronimine toimus 23. mail 1953.
When two men stood for the first time on the top of the world.
Kui kaks meest seisid esmakordselt maailma katusel.
One man's name was Hillary.
Ühe mehe nimi oli Hillary.
From New Zealand.
Uus-Meremaalt.
And the other man's name was Tenzing from Nepal.
Ja teine oli Tenzing Nepalist.
They had just conquered Mount Everest.
Nemad olid Everesti mäele tõus.
Well, everybody was interested in this.
Iga üks oli huvitud sellest.
But they wanted to know, well now, you know, who reached the top first.
Nemad tahtsid teada, kes saab esimesena sinna mäkke.
Journalists, you know, are interested in these type of things.
Te teate, et ajakirjanikud on huvitatud niisugusest asjast.
And so they both signed the statements.
Ja nemad mõlemad ja siis kirjutasid
and they reached the city of Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal.
Sest see, mida see must mees Nepali riigis tegi.
And they said, we reached the top almost together.
Ja see mees kirjutas, meie jõudsime mäe tippu peaaegu korda.
And of course, a mountain climber, an alpinist knows that the question, who is first or who is second, doesn't mean very much.
aga Macaronile endale, see ei tähenda väga palju, et kas ta nüüd oli sammu ees või taga.
Because they are tied together in one rope.
Sest nemad on nüüriga ühte seotud.
And one goes first, and then another one goes first.
Ja üks läheb ette poole ja siis läheb jälle teine ette poole.
And they are really one person together.
Nad moodustavad kahekesi kokku ühe isi.
But the journalists were not satisfied.
Aga ajakirjanikud ei olnud rahulduud.
They said, we know, what does that word almost mean?
Me tahame teada, mis see tähendab peaaegu.
Well, Hillary always said, we reached the top together.
Hillary vastas alati nii, me jõudsime korraga mäkke.
Full stop.
Punkt.
No discussion.
Ei vaidus.
We reached the top together.
Me jõudsime ühkoos.
But Tenzing wrote an autobiography.
Tenzing on kirjutanud autobiografia.
Which Brother Terk tells me he has read.
Mida vend Terk ütles, et temaga on lugenud.
So I found the kindred spirit.
Nii ma leidsin sugulase vaimu.
And in that autobiography, Tenzing tells the story and gives some more information which Hillary never gave.
Ja seal Tenzing annab rohkem informatsiooni, mida Hillary pole kunagi andnud.
And so he says, you know, people have asked me many times, who reached the top first?
Et inimesed on ikka aina uuesti minu käest küsinud, kes jõudis esimesena mäkke.
Well, my dear friends, he says, only the truth is great enough for Everest.
Ja tema vastas, tõde üksinda on küllalt suur Everesti jaoks.
Now I like that expression.
Mulle meeldib see väljend.
Only the truth.
Ainult tõde on suur küllal Everest.
And so he says, we were climbing towards the top.
Ja kui me jõudsime üles.
And just a few yards, maybe 100 yards from the top, we stopped and rested for the last time.
Ja umbes 100 meetrit veel oli ronida, me puhkesime
viimast
kord.
And then we continued to climb slowly.
Siis me pikka mööda ronisime.
Hillary was in front of me.
Hillary oli minu ees.
And I was behind him 2 or 3 meters behind.
Ja ma olin 2-3 meetrit tema selja taga.
With many meters of rope across my wrapped around my arm.
Ja mitu meetrit kõik minu ümber.
I did not think about passing him and reaching for some golden apple.
Aga mul ei tulnud pähe seda, et ma peaksin temast mööda püüma tungida, et mõnda kuldeuna sealt kätte saada.
The goal was almost there and we climbed slowly forward.
Me läksime pikka mööda edasi.
And then Tenzing says,
ja siis Tenzing ütleb,
Hillary stepped on top first.
Hillary astus esimesena tipule.
And I stepped up beside her.
Ja mina astusin tema kõrv.
So that's the secret.
Nii oli see salatus.
But a great story of togetherness.
Aga suurepärane jutt sellest, mis siit tähendab, et kaks meest lähevad ühes koos.
Hillary never said, I reached the top first.
Hillary ise pole kunagi öelnud, et mina jõudsin esimesena.
He said, we reached the top together.
Me jõudsime mäetippu koos.
And that's the spirit of fellowship we want to see in God's church today.
See on niisugune osaduse vaim, mida me tahaksime näha Jumala kohdus.
A third characteristic of the church is a praying church.
Kolmas iseloomustav omadus on palvetav kohdus.
They continued, we're told in verse 42, steadfastly in prayer.
Nemad jäid kindlasti palvetesse.
The church of God is a praying church.
Jumala kogudus on palvetav kogudus.
The power of prayer is at the disposal of the church.
Palve jõud on koguduse käsutada.
They could speak to men because they first went in and spoke to God.
Kogudus võib inimestele rääkida sellepärast, et on enne Jumalaga rääkinud.
They could go out to the world.
Nad võivad välja minna maailma.
With a message of good news.
Hea sõnumiga.
And success.
Ja edukalt.
Because they first went into God and spoke to God.
Sest enne nad läksid Jumal ette ja rääkisid Jumalaga.
Jesus spoke about prayer more than once.
Jeesus rääkis rohkem kui üks kord palvest.
He spoke about private prayer.
Ta rääkis isiklikust palvest.
He said, go into your room.
Mine oma kamrisse.
Shut the door.
Lukust uks.
Speak with your father.
Rääkis oma isaga.
Go into the room where it is warm.
Ja selle asemel öelda, mine ruumi, kus kui on
soe. Door is shut, the cold is kept out.
Ja ne oja külma eest väljas.
You can have fellowship with God.
Sul on osadus Jumalaga.
But then scripture speaks also about public prayer.
Siis Piibel räägib meile ka rahvapalvetest.
Corporate prayer.
Ühispalvetest.
And Jesus says, don't rattle off prayers like the pagans.
Jeesus ütles, et ärge lobisege palveid nii nagu paganad seal teevad.
Don't multiply words for nothing.
ärge liialdage oma sõnade hulgaga, mis ei...
Don't be like the Pharisees who stand at the church, at the street corners of Jerusalem at a certain time of the day.
Ärge olge nagu variseerid, kes teadub, kellel päeval lähevad tänavanurgale palvetama.
And then they lift their heads to heaven and pronounce many words, very beautifully said.
Ja siis nad tõstavad oma silmad taevanurgale ja ütlevad väga ilusaid palvesõnu.
And the people nearby would stand and listen and say, how beautifully he prays.
Ja inimesed kuulevad ja ütlevad, kui ilusasti tema palvetab.
Jesus says, don't rattle off prayers like the pagans.
Jeesus ütleb, ärge lobisega oma palved nii nagu paganad.
You know, in Tibet they have prayer wheels.
Te teate, et mõnel pool paganad hulgas on palverattad.
And they take colored pieces of paper, they write their prayers on these pieces of paper.
Nad võtavad värvilised palveribad, kirjutavad oma palve selle riba peale.
And they attach them to the prayer wheel.
Ja siis pannakse see palveratta külge.
And the wind comes.
Ja tuul tuleb.
And the wind blows.
Ja wind, tuul
puhub. The wheel turns.
Ja ratas keerab.
And every time the wheel turns, a prayer goes off somewhere, I don't know where.
Ja siis nemad usuvad, et iga kord, kui ratas pöörab, jälle palve läheb.
And the wind turns the prayer thousands of times.
Ja tuhanded korrad see palve ratas keerab.
And then supposedly thousands of prayers are going towards heaven.
Ja nii arvatakse, et tuhanded palved on nüüd läinud taeva poole.
Maybe the wind hears the rattling paper, that's about all.
Võib-olla tuul kuuleb seda palve, seda paperi krõbinat ja see on ka kõik.
Don't babble like the pagans.
Ärge lobisege nagu paganad.
What is prayer?
Mis on palve?
Prayer is the key in the hand of faith.
Palve on usu käes, võti usu käes.
That unlocks God's storehouse of grace.
Mis avab Jumala armu ukse.
And then... there's another characteristic that I want to mention this evening.
Ja veel üks iseloomustav omadus, mida ma nimetan.
They were an active church.
Nemad olid aktiivne kogudus.
We're told that many wonders and signs were done.
Imesid ja tunnustähti sündis nende läbi.
There was doing in the church.
Nad tegid midagi.
There wasn't just sitting.
Nad ainult ei istunud.
It's all right when we come to church.
On väga hea, kui me tuleme kirikusse.
And we worship.
Meie palvetame.
And we pray.
Palvetame.
We speak together.
Ja meie räägime ise keskis.
And we listen to a preacher.
Me kuuleme juttus.
This is all very helpful.
Kõik on väga hea.
But there must also be some action.
Aga peab olema ka mingisugune tegevus.
There must be doing.
Peab olema midagi, mida meie
ette. Marvels and signs are to be present in the true church.
Imed ja tunnustajad peavad esinema tõelises koguduses.
Things were happening in Jerusalem.
Asjad juhtusid Jerusalemmas.
There was dynamic activity.
Seal oli dünaamiline tegevus.
There was action.
Oli tegevus.
They produced.
Nemad produtsiirisid.
They did something.
Nemad tegid midagi.
And that's the reason why the book in the Bible which speaks about the first century church is called the Book of Acts.
Ja sellepärast nimetataksegi seda raamatut viimus, mis räägib esimesest kogudust, apostlite tegude raamat.
No better name could be found.
Paremat nime ei oska leida.
The book of the church that did something, they were acting, they produced.
See on raamat sellest kogudusest, kus tehti midagi.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
One of the founders of the United States of America.
Üks Ameerika Ühendriikide asutajaid.
Who was quite a philosopher.
Kes oli üsna hea filosoof.
Divided humanity into three classes.
Jagas inimkonna kolme klassi.
I won't ask you to what class you belong. You can decide yourself.
Ja ma ei küsi teie käest, missugusesse klassi teie kuulute, seda ütlek ise.
The first class, he said, are those that are immovable.
Esimene klass on need, kes on liikumatud.
You can push, but nothing happens.
Sa võid tõugata või lükata, aga midagi ei juhtu.
The first few days of June, I was in Cairo.
Esimese juuni ümber ma olin Kairos.
I came directly from Cairo to Moscow.
Ma tulin Kairos otse kohe Moskva.
And I attended a meeting that met right in the shadow of the Cheops pyramid.
Ja mina olin seal selle Cheopsi püramiidi varjudes.
3 minutes walk to the pyramid.
3 minuti kaugusel püramiidis.
Well, you can try and push on that pyramid, nothing happens.
Sa võid püüda seda püramiidi tõugata, aga mitte midagi ei juhtu.
The winds and the sands of time have swept across its face.
Tuuled ja aegade liiv on üle pühkinud selle püramiidi.
After 4,500 years it still stands there.
Pärast seda, kui on möödunud 4,500 aastat, seisab see ikka seal.
A symbol of immovableness.
se on liikumatuse sümbol.
Now that may be all right for a monument.
See võib olla väga hea monumenti jaoks.
But human beings, I don't know if it's so good.
Aga inimese jaoks see ei kõlba.
So the first class are those that are immovable.
Esimene klass on siis need, kes on liikumatud.
The second class are those that are movable.
Teine klass on need, kes on liikuvad.
If the pastor pushes hard enough, well, they do move a little bit at least.
Kui pastor tõukab ikka küllalt tugevasti, nad hakkavad natukese liikuma.
They move if you push.
Ja neid on vaja tõukata.
The third class,
kolmas klass,
are those that move.
Kes liikuvad.
There are those that move without being pushed.
Need liikuvad iseseisvalt ilma tõukata.
Those that move others.
Need, kes liigutavad teisi.
Well, what class you belong to, I don't know.
Mis just klassi sina kuulud, ma ei tea.
We are good at finding excuses.
Meie leiame endale kergesti vabandusi.
And we talk about plans and solutions and resolutions.
Meie räägime plaanidest ja lahendustest ja resolutsioonidest.
Success will come not because we have some brilliant ideas regarding the condition inside or outside of the church.
Aga lahendused ei tule selle läbi, et meil on briljantsed ideid ja teeme midagi.
But because your convictions come to life.
Vaid selle tõttu, et teie veendumused muutuvad eluks.
And because they ignite and catch fire into action.
Et teie tegu see nagu süttub teises ja annab edasi tund.
Now, another characteristic of the church
veel üks karakteristika
is that it is a sharing church.
See oli jagav kogudus.
We're told that those that believed were together and had all things in common.
Ja kõik oli neil ühes koos.
That's a pretty good text to read in a country like the Soviet Union, isn't it?
See on Nõukogude Liidus üsna hea tekst lugeda.
Those that believed were together.
Kõik need, kes uskusid, olid ühes koos.
And they had all things in common.
Ja kõik, mis neil oli, oli neil ühine.
You know, in 1 Peter,
esimeses Peetruses,
chapter 4, we're told that whatever gift each of you have,
on neljandas peatükis esimeses kirjas,
use it in the service of others.
Mis annika kellelgi oleks, kasutage neid
so,
teiste teenimise.
Having all things in common doesn't only refer to rubles.
Kui kõik asjad on ühes koos, see ei viita mitte ainult rubladele.
It refers also to your spiritual gifts.
See tähendab ka sinu vaimuliku andeid.
Those which God has given to you.
See midagi, mida Jumal on sulle annud.
Use these gifts in the service of others.
Kasuta neid andeid teiste tarvis.
You know, the Christian must be a servant.
Te teate, et kristlane peab olema teen.
The proclamation of the church becomes a reality.
Koguduse proklamatsioon muutub reaalseks.
When it reflects an inner reality of the church.
Kui selles peegeldub koguduse seismine reaalsus.
Now the church we are to proclaim justice in the world.
Koguduse kaudu me kuulutame õigust maailmas.
We are to proclaim liberty in the world.
Meie proklameerime vabadust.
We are to proclaim healing in the world.
Meie kuulutame tervist.
And we are to proclaim salvation.
Meie kuulutame päästmist.
Now people will listen.
Inimesed kuulevad.
And our message will be credible.
Ja meie sõnum on uskumisväärne.
When the church appears as a community of people.
Kui koguduses endas, kui ühiskonnas on need asjad olemas.
That can proclaim justice because they are just.
Siis ta võid kuulutada tõde õigus sellepärast, et sa ise oled õigeks.
That can talk about freedom because they are free.
Nemad võivad rääkida vabaduses sellepärast, et nad on vabanenud.
That can talk about health and cure. Health and cure because they are healthy.
Nad võivad rääkida tervises sellepärast, et nad ise on terveks saanud.
And can talk about salvation because they are a saved people.
Ja nad võivad rääkida päästmises sellepärast, et nad ise on päästetud inimesed.
This is the type of message that people will listen to.
See on seda liiki sõnum, mida inimesed kuulevad.
A church must have social concern.
Kogusel peab olema sotsiaalne huvi.
And this is shown within the community of love of the church itself.
Ja see tuleb ilmiseks armastusosaduses koguduses.
And then in that church, in the first century church,
ja selles esimeses sajandi
there was a feeling of personal responsibility.
Seal oli isiklik vastutustunne.
They didn't say, well, let the church look after you.
Ja nad ei olnud niimoodi, eks kogudus korraldab seda asja.
Or let the Sanhedrin take the necessary, you know, action. They felt a personal responsibility for their brethren.
Nemad tundsid isiklikku vastutust oma vendade ees.
And no one had too much.
Ja ühelgi ei olnud liiga palju.
While one had too little.
Ja kellelgi ei olnud liiga vähe.
It was a sharing church.
See oli kogudus, mis jagas üks
teist. It was also a worshiping church.
See oli ka Jumalat kummardav.
We're told that they continued daily in the temple.
Sest nemad olid iga päev templis.
They stayed together because they prayed together and worshiped together.
Nemad seisid ühes koos selle tõttu, et nemad palvetasid ühes koos ja kummardasid Jumalat ühes koos.
There is power in public and corporate worship when the people of God meet together.
Ja siis on meie ühisel palvel jõud, kui inimesed ühes koos on kogu südamega.
Things happen.
Siis asjad sünnivad.
When the people of God meet to worship.
Kui Jumala rahvas tuleb ühte kokku selleks, et Jumalat kummardada.
Great family.
Nii nagu üks suur perekond.
And then there's another characteristic that I want to take a few minutes to underline this evening.
Ja veel üks iseloomustava omadus, mille jaoks väetan veel mõne minuti.
We're told that they had gladness and singleness of hearts in verse 46.
Meil on räägitud, et neil oli ilutsemine ja siiras süda.
In other words, they were a happy church.
Teiste sõnadega nemad, see oli üks õnnelik kogudus.
Are you a happy church?
Kas sina oled õnnelik kogudus?
Well, I believe you are.
Ma usun, te olete.
Because I believe that a gloomy Christian is a sub-Christian.
On allpool kristlikud aset.
I'm not saying he's a non-Christian.
Ma ei ütle seda, et ta ei ole üldse kristlane.
And I'm saying he's just, you know, not quite to the right level in the church.
Ta ei jõua selle õige tasemini.
I heard someone say some time ago, these are solemn times.
Ma olen kuulnud, mõni ütleb, et siin need on pühalikud.
All the last plagues are about to fall upon the earth.
Viimased nuhtused on maa peale tulemas.
We cannot be glad, we cannot laugh.
Meie ei saa olla röömsed, meie ei saa naeratada.
Is that true?
Kas see on õige?
I believe that we can smile.
Ma arvan, et meie võime naeratada.
I believe that we can laugh in the Lord.
Ma arvan, et meie võime naerata issandas.
Now I'm not talking about silly, you know, laughter, loud, boisterous laughter.
Ma ei mõtle mitte praegu mõtetud karatsevat naeru.
Like I heard in a room in the hotel next to mine at about 11:30 or 12 o'clock the other night.
Ma eilöösel kuulsin pool 12 oma hotelli naabertoas niisugune.
I think they were having a pretty interesting party, probably some drinking, helping them out.
Ma arvan, et neil oli just huvitav koosviibimine, nähtavasti joomine aitas neid seda saavutada.
I'm thinking of Christian joy.
Ma räägin kristlikust rõõmust.
Of Christian gladness.
Kristlikust õnnest.
Oh, you know, some people always expect disaster to strike.
Ja mõni inimene elab alati selles ootus, et nüüd häda oht just
things must always go bad.
Asjad peavad ikka halvemaks minema.
I heard about a man some time ago who got a raise in his salary.
Ja ma kuulsin iljuti ühest mehest, kes oli saanud oma palga kõrgendus.
And he was paid very well.
Talle maksti väga hästi.
And somebody asked him, how are things doing?
Ja tema küsiti, kuidas asjad lähevad.
And he said, oh, things are doing badly.
Ja ta ütlesid, oi, väga halvasti.
But haven't you just received an increase in your salary?
Aga kas sina ei ole saanud palga kõrgendus kiljaajas?
Oh, yes, I've received an increase.
Oh, jah, sain küll.
And my salary is the best salary.
Ja minu palk on kõige kõrgem sellest.
But now my salary is so high.
Aga nüüd minu palk on nii kõrge.
That I cannot take the time off to not to work anymore.
Et ma ei saa nüüd enam aega raisata, ma pean nüüd kogu aeg töötama.
So I have to keep working all the time.
Ma pean kogu aeg vaeva nägema.
Well, I admit that this is not exactly, this is a different type of country I'm talking about.
Ma saan aru, et ma olen siin teisel maal.
But it's the mentality of some people.
Aga see mõttekäik, see mentaliteet on...
Never satisfied.
Iialgi mitte rahul olla.
An elderly man was always visiting a railway station at a given hour.
Üks vana mees külastas alati raudijaama teatud tunnil.
When the rapid express train would zoom by and enter into a tunnel which was about 100-200 yards down on the track.
Siis kui kiirrong tuli ja torbas jaamast mööda ja tunnelisse jõudis. umbes 100 meetrit.
Every day he would come to watch the train zoom by and then he would go into the tunnel.
Iga päev tema vaatas, kuidas see kiirrong läks sinna tunnelisse.
And one day the station master, it was a small station, asked him, "My dear man, why do you always come here to watch this train go by?"
Ja küsid, aga miks te siia tulete iga päev vaatama, kuidas rong mööda?
And the man says, "I come here because I want to be here when it happens."
Ja mees ütles, et mina tulen siia sellepärast, et ma tahan kohal olla, kui see juhtub.
And the station master asked him, "Well, what happens?
Mis asi siis peab juhtuma?"
"Well, the way I figure it,
mina arvestan seda nii viisi.
One of these days the train is going to zoom by here.
Ühel päeval see kiirrong tormab siit mööda.
And it's going to miss the hole.
Ja ta ei taba mitte seda tunnelit.
And I want to be here to watch that happen.
Ja ma tahan siis siin olla ja näha, kui see juhtub.
Well, some people always expect something to miss.
Ja mõned inimesed alati arvestavad sellega, et midagi peab valesti, kui sa
kõik. They expect calamity to strike.
Nad ootavad, et mingisugune ohtlik moment peab tulla.
But the gospel is good news.
Aga evangeelium on hea sõnum.
Christian love banishes fear.
Kristlik armastus ajab kartuse välja.
And happiness comes from that which is within us.
Ja rõõm tuleb sellest, mis meie sinis toimub.
Too many unhappy church members are living outside of themselves, living out in the cold.
Ja õnnetud usklikud inimesed elavad väljaspool iseennast ja väljaspool evangeeliumi.
Jesus tells us the day will come when your joy no man taketh from you.
Jeesus ütles, tuleb päev, millal maailm ei või teie rõõm ära võtta.
I like that promise.
Mulle meeldib see.
A happy church.
Õnnelik kogudus.
And then comes something very remarkable in verse 47.
Ja siis jookub midagi 47. Salmis märkimisväärset.
We're told that they had favor with all the people.
Ja meil on öeldud, et nad leidsid armastust kõige rahva juures.
In other words, they were a likable church.
Teiste sõnadega, see oli armastatud kogudus.
Everyone liked them.
Igaüks armastas seda.
Now you say that's very strange.
See on nagu imelik.
I always thought Christians were supposed to be hated and persecuted.
Ma arvasin, et kristlased alati peavad olema tagakiusatud.
Well, I'm not saying that there is no problem in Christianity.
Ma ei taha ütlema seda, et ei ole niisugust probleemi kristluses.
Because, you know, Satan is also at work.
Te teate, et Saatan on ka tegevuses.
But we're told that we are to be a likable church.
Aga meid öeldakse siin, et me peame olema armastatud.
We are to be good and we are to look good.
Meie peame olema head ja meie peame ka välja nägema head.
It's not enough to be good, you must also look good.
Ei ole küllalt sellest, et sa ei ole head, sa pead ka välja nägema head.
No, there are some Christians that don't look very good.
Mõned kristlased, nad ei näe välja just väga head.
They're not very pleasant people.
Nad ei ole meeldivad inimesed.
Oh, we think it'll be great joy to live with them in heaven.
Me arvame, et see on suur rõõm nendega koos taevas olla.
But we wonder sometimes if it's very nice to live with them here on earth.
Aga meil kahtane sellest, kas see on väga meeldiv maa peal nendega koos elada.
That's the reason why the little girl prayed one day, Jesus.
Ja ühel päeval, see on põhjus, miks väike tütarlaps palus ühel päeval.
Please make the bad people good.
Jeesus, tee halvad inimesed heaks.
And please make the good people nice.
Ja tee head inimesed toredaks.
Because, you know, there are some very good people, but they're not very nice.
Teate, on olemas head inimesed, kes ei ole väga tore.
They're hard.
Nad on valju.
They're rough.
Nad on pisut jämeda.
Can be very legalistic.
Nad võivad olla väga seaduse nõudjad.
But the Christian is to be winsome. There is to be an attraction there.
Aga Kristus ümber peab olema midagi, mis meeldib.
The Christian must attract and win others to Christ.
Siis peab suhtma teise võita Kristusele.
And then we come to the last characteristic.
Siis tuleme viimase iseloomustuse.
That the Lord added to the church.
Ja meie ütleme, et Issand pani koguduse juurde.
In other words, they were a growing church.
Teise sõnadega, see oli kasvav kogudus.
You know, I believe that growth is an important part of the Christian life.
Ma arvan, et kasv on Kristuse elu suurepärane osa.
There must be personal growth.
Peab olema isiklik kasv.
And there must be corporate growth.
Peab olema ka korporatiivne kasv.
We're told that the numbers increased.
Nende arv kasvas meil aina.
The dimension of growth is vital.
ja kasvu mõõtmed on olulised.
That's the reason why we pay so much attention to the children of the church.
Ja sellepärast meie pühendame nii palju tähelepanu koguduse lastele.
That's the reason why society pays so much attention to the youth.
Ja see on põhjus, miks ühiskond pöörab nii suurt tähelepanu noortele.
Now some say that all that counts is quality.
Ja mõned arvavad, et kõik, mis loeb, on kvaliteet.
I've had some discussions with quite a few ecumenists on this question.
Kui sul on kvaliteet, siis see suurendab ka arvu, seal saad ka kvaliteet.
Because life is two-dimensional.
Sest elu on kahe mõõtmeline.
Life is giving and life is receiving.
Elu on antmine ja elu on võtmine.
And you don't receive if you don't give.
Ja kui sina ei saa midagi, sul ei ole midagi anda.
And you can't give if you haven't received.
Ja sul, sa ei saagi midagi anda, kui sa ei ole.
There must be growth and this is a reason to rejoice.
Peab olema kasv ja selle üle meie rõõmustame.
Where there is no growth, there may be the danger of sickness.
Kus kasv ei ole, seal võib olla on haigus.
Now I like the way the writer of Acts, Luke, Dr. Luke has put it.
Mul meeldib see moodus nagu apostlitegude autor Dr. Lukas.
Under the inspiration of God.
Temal oli jumalik inspiratsioon.
Holy Spirit. He says the Lord added to the church.
Issand lisas iga päev nende ühendusele.
Now he didn't say, you know, the apostle James added to the church.
Nad ei ole apostel Jaakobus pani neid kogudusi juurde.
Or Peter, you know, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000. He added to the church. No, he says, the Lord added. Now, our task, of course, is not just to sit back and wait for the Lord to add. Our task is to plant. Our task is to water. Our task is to preach.
Meie asi on jutlustada.
Our task is to witness.
Meie asi on tunnistada.
Our task is to evangelize.
Meie asi on evangeliseerida.
Our task is to show social concern.
Meie asi on näita ühiskondliku huvi.
Our task is to serve. Our task is to love.
Meie asi on teenida. Meie asi on armastada.
But God gives the increase.
Aga Jumal annab kasvu.
The Lord added to the church. And I'm very glad to be in the hands of a God of success.
Ja minul on hea meel olla selle Jumala käes, kes on edukas.
And to belong to the Church of God, the only organization which will finally triumph.
Ja kuuluda selle kuuluda koguduse juurde ainus organisatsioon, mis lõppude lõpuks loe.
And in Revelation 18, verse 1.
Ilmutuse 18:1.
We see the final success, the ultimate growth and triumph. We're told, and the earth was lightened with his glory. That day will come soon. The earth will be lightened with his glory. Now God's glory is God's character.
Jumala au on tema iseloom.
And God's character is revealed to the world through the regenerated characters and lives of his children.
Ja Jumala iseloom ilmub uuesti sündinud inimeste uuesti sündinud iseloomu kaudu maailmas.
If there is darkness in the world today,
kui maailmas on pimedus täna,
it is because men have a wrong concept of God.
See on sellepärast, et inimestel on väär kujutus Jumalast.
But in Revelation 18, we were told that one day they will have a right concept of God and the whole world will be lightened with his glory.
Aga ilmutus ütleb, et ühe päeval on inimestel õige kujutus Jumalast ja et kogu maailm saab valguse.
And it is the task of the church to prepare that day.
Ja selle päeva vastu kogudus peab valmistama.
A learning church.
Õppiv kogudus.
A church of fellowship.
Osaduslik kogudus.
A church of prayer.
Palvetav kogudus.
A sharing church.
Ja üksteisega jagav kogudus.
A church of worship.
Jumalat kummardav kogudus.
A church of action.
Tegev kogudus.
A church that is happy.
Ja õnnelik kogudus.
A church that men like.
Kogudus, keda inimesed armastavad.
Therefore a growing church.
Ja sellepärast kasvav kogudus.
That's God's promise for you and for me.
See on Jumala tõotus sulle ja mulle.
Someday we will be able to march up the steps of triumph with God and take possession of Israel.
Ja ühel päeval meie astume Jumala ette ja näeme seda võitu.
And on that great day may each one of us here present this evening be present.
Ja see suur päev tundub meile lähedane juba täna õhtul.
Is my prayer.
See on minu palve.